It's now our favorite time of the week when we get to answer your questions. Each week, you submit questions on financialsafari.com and we spin the wheel to see which ones get answered. Let's step back into the studio where Coach Pete DeRuda is ready to spin the
always great to have the team here with me when I spin the wheel. Here we go.
All right.
Thomas, I gave it a good one.
All right, and it looks like we're landing on number 14. Now, we're here with John Kelly. He is president of Kelly Financial Services. John, the wheel has landed on number 14. The question that the listener has written in here for number 14 is this. My broker has been singing the same song for years, telling me that I shouldn't worry about losses in the market because it always comes back in the long run, and so far he's been mostly correct. But now that I'm almost 60, I'm not convinced that the long run is still on my side. What's your opinion? This is a great question. This actually goes hand in hand with this financial red zone we were just talking about.
Well, exactly. And Tom, like I said, I mean, always people say the market, no better place to make money is in the market. I mean, obviously we all invest. I do some stuff myself.
Oh, sure.
But just understand the pitfalls, you know, and especially I love when people say, oh yeah, it'll come back. Well, in whose lifetime?
Right.
I mean, Lincoln came back, but he came back on a penny.
There you go. Yeah. No, it's very true. It's very true.
So, I mean, as long as you have time, I think there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, but if you don't have time, keep in mind, what happens is, unfortunately, there's a couple of things that go against us when it comes to that, when we're talking about losing money in the market. Well, we're younger, we're contributing, you know, your dollar cost averaging, you're putting money in it or your paycheck every single week. You know, so if we do have a correction, you're buying it next week at a lower price, and you're putting in the same amount of money, but you're getting more for your value.
Mm-hmm.
So then when it comes back, now you have more shares to come back with. But when we come close to retirement and now we're not contributing anymore and we have these market corrections, and then we have this big 70.5 number hanging over our heads where Uncle Sam forces us to pull money out of these retirement accounts.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're forcing us to pull money out and we also have market losses. It's like adding grease to a slippery slope.
Yep, that's true.
You know, and people don't realize is when we have this big market correction in 2008, Your IRA distribution is based on what is within your account on December 31st of the previous year.
Mm-hmm.
So most of the market corrections, like I said, 9/11 and 2008 was almost the fourth quarter when this happened.
That's right.
Well, now if you lose 40%, your 100,000 is down to 60. Now Uncle Sam is telling you got to take a distribution.
It's based
on the 100 that was in there the year before, not the 60 that's in there now.
Oh, wow.
So
yeah.
It's like a double whammy.
Yeah.
And when we lost all that money in our retirement accounts, we did not get to write any of it off in our taxes.
Mm.
So the government does not incentivize us for losing money in a retirement account because they don't give us any write-offs. We don't get any help for it. So just understand where you're at in the game. Like I said, if you're younger, there's nothing wrong with it. Stay the course. You know, it does come back.
Yeah.
The problem is we get closer to that 5-yard line or the goal line. We can't afford to fumble then because it takes forever to make it back, and most of us never make it back. So give us a call. I mean, we have a bunch of upcoming seminars we do at local libraries to show people how to maximize their Social Security benefits. Give us a call. Come in. We'll give you a copy of Patrick Kelly's free book, The Retirement Miracle, which talks about tax-free income in retirement. If anybody comes on board with over $250,000, $250,000, we provide them with a free will and a free power of attorney for both medical and financial. And then anybody who comes in with over $500,000, Tom, we're giving them a free living trust for their family.
That's
so
great.
We make sure that the family doesn't go through probate, keep their money in their house, keep it out of the court systems and out of the lawyer's hands.
That number again is 800-477-1135. All right, John, thanks for all the great information. We look forward to talking to you again next week.
Take care, Tom. Have a good one.
Absolutely. And thanks to everybody for spending your weekend with us. We hope that you found the information on the show today helpful, and we'll look for you again as well next week right here on the Financial Safari.
Coach P Radio.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. DeRuda or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken.